The question was asked, can one avoid washing one's hands for bread by wrapping the bread in plastic or wrapping one's hands in plastic, wearing gloves? So that's a leniency which is only used in tough times. I know people, when they go on the plane, sometimes will bring gloves with them because the only way to wash your hands is in the bathroom. So you can't wash in the bathroom. So instead, they clean their hands. They'll wash their hands with soap in the bathroom, but they won't wash and make al netilas yadayim in the bathroom. Rather, they'll wear gloves and eat their bread with gloves. Now, I found a different solution. Until last week, I would always go to the duty-free on my way to the plane. I'd look for the cheapest thing I could buy in the store. It could be, for 2 shekel, 4 shekel, whatever it is, a little sweet. And I'd buy it and tell them, but I want a big bag with it. And then I'd come onto the plane with this big duty-free bag. They're very strong, thick plastic. And then I take a glass of water. I ask the stewardess for a glass of water. And I wash my hands into the bag and tie it shut and leave it under my seat till I can throw it out, whatever. And whenever I need to wash my hands, I open the bag, wash my hands into the bag, and close it. And this way I could wash my hands not in a bathroom, because you can't wash your hands in a bathroom. So I could wash my... You're not supposed to wash al netilas yadayim for bread or when you wake up in the morning in the bathroom. So the way around it was like this. You can't make a blessing in the bathroom, right? And aside from that, we say there's this spirit. Today we might call it germs, but in the days of Chazal, they called it a spirit, which is in the bathroom. So for just being in the bathroom, you have to wash your hands all over again. So what good is it washing your hands in the bathroom? You come out, you have to wash all over again. So they're saying that the bathroom is separate because there are doors that close it. So because the actual stalls are closed off with doors, so they're saying the sink is outside the bathroom. It's really two rooms within one encasing. They're considering the stalls their own room, and the outside the stalls, they're saying you could wash your hands because it's separate.
Does it matter if the stalls are open?
So that's a good question. Their assumption is that it's preferable if it's closed, but even if it's open, you still have a tzuras ha-pesach, you still have the frame of a door, so it's that's their assumption, that's okay. I personally close the doors before I wash my hands, but fine, I understand where they're coming from. But on a plane, you got nowhere to go. You're in the same room with the toilet. So there, washing your hands in there is a real problem. So you can wash and clean your hands in there. But to wash halachically, to wash with a cup, you got to do elsewhere. So people who don't have the solution of washing your hands into a bag, so some people will wrap their hands or wrap the bread, and that's not lechatchila, but when all else fails, we can do that.
So it's actually not okay at all to wash your hands in the bathroom? Like for a halotzi?
I think so, but 1 second, yes.
So relating to action on the plane, two things. They've gone away from having that on the plane. It's all misunderstood.
Okay.
And number two, there are at least two or three galleys on the plane where there's a small sink.
Right, but they don't usually let you use it. Meaning, I haven't found them to be amenable. They imagine they have 30 people coming as they're trying to serve the food. They all want to wash their hands in the galley.
So why are people washing their hands?
So that's a separate discussion. Let's postpone that. Let's just say simply, I brought bread from home, okay? But you'd still have to wash your hands after going to the bathroom, and you still have to wash your hands when you wake up after you've slept on the plane. I found a better solution this time. I forgot to buy something in the duty-free. And when the stewardesses were going around collecting garbage, so they also have this thick bag that holds liquid. So I asked them, could I have one of those? So on the way there, they gave me one. And on the way back, I figured they don't seem as nice as the stewardesses on the way there, but they still gave me one. I asked them for a bag. It sounds funny, but they were very hopeful that if they give me one, then I'll collect all the garbage around my seat. So they even told me that. We're giving it to you, but now you're responsible for all the garbage around your seat. But the truth is that they didn't make an issue. I didn't even have to find the nice stewardess. They gave me a bag. And that's an easy way to wash your hands. And every time I just tie the bag under my seat and leave it there until I was finished at the end of the flight. I could pour out the water, throw it out. It's not a problem.
Okay, this is a plane. What would be with my sandwich?
What's the problem?
I mean, it wasn't plastic. I must wash my hand or
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you want to fulfill every obligation. So lechatchila, the correct way to make hamotzi is that after you wash your hands, you hold the bread with your 10 fingers. And then according to all opinions, you have to... Yeah. I'm saying not through the plastic, to have direct contact with the bread. So then, yes.
Thing like this, but this guy, I mean, it's teacher, so says this, so I want to ask somebody.
So... Yes, but I'm telling you where he was coming from. He was coming from, there is a halachic basis for what he was saying. But we do that when all else fails.
Yeah.